Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week, another episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. Got a special one today. We have the new offensive line coach at Virginia Tech, Coach Matt Moore, on the podcast, 2023 Broyles Award nominee. Put several dudes in the league, over 15 all conference players in the last 10 years. This dude is a hoss whisperer. Coach Matt Moore, how are you doing?
And I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's amazing how when you have good players, it makes you a better coach, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I guess I had said on the phone like 20 years ago, we never would have thought that a coach from WVU was coming to Virginia Tech. But somebody with your pedigree and the resume that you have, when the WVU, when I guess Coach Brown was let go and then all the staff was figured out where they were going, I'm sure you had a lot of suitors. So what set Brent Pry and the Virginia Tech Hokies apart from other schools that may have wanted your services?
You know, we had talked a couple of years ago whenever they had, whenever he had made a change in O-line coach, or whenever, before he had hired Coach Crook, we had talked, and I really liked him, really liked the staff, talked to several guys on the staff. It just wasn't good timing for me at the time. You know, it didn't work out for me at that time. And then when it came back around 2 years later, you know, this place really suits me from the standpoint of, where you're living. I love this place. It's a beautiful area down here. I love the college town, more than a city, and just, you know, what the Hokies are about, man, about blue collar, about, you know, being able to run the ball, playing defense, playing, being a great special teams. Just, you know, the tradition here is awesome, man. The people are great. You can't beat the atmosphere. And it's just, you know, recruiting to this place really excited me, man. I feel like this is a great place for kids to come to, to get a great education, to play big time ball, and to get themselves ready for the next level. You know, there's been a ton of great O linemen come through here and go play in the NFL, and I was just, all those together just really excited me to be able to come here and to help him get this thing going the way he wants it to go.
And as a lot of Tech fans and Southwest Virginia residents will tell you, you're finally at the place where Country Roads was written about.
that's funny. I've heard that a lot. Like, that's not even about West Virginia, you know?
Yeah.
But that's good.
I guess a question that everybody is wondering is, and I might need your help clearing up his pronunciation, is it Remack or Remick for the people that don't know?
Tomas Remick.
He was an all conference guard in the Big 12, comes to Virginia Tech. You move him to tackle from the guard position. What was the thought process and conversation behind moving the all conference guard to a right tackle or left tackle or whichever?
It was really more about what we needed. He's a team guy. It was about what we needed, and we needed him to be able to play that tackle spot. And I've always thought he could play there. It's just, you know, I had Watt Milam, who was a day two draft pick this year at left tackle, and I had him and Wyatt on the same side for 3 years, and they just really gelled together. And I had a good right tackle that I didn't need to move him out to right tackle, and he really just flourished to get that guard spot. I think he finished the season as one of the top three ranked PFF guards in the country. So he does his job. He does a really good job. And just, you know, moving him out to tackle not only helps the team, but also helps him from the standpoint of, getting to the NFL. You know, you show those guys, hey, I played guard for 3 years. I was all freshman All-American. I was an all-conference player. Now, you know, you move out there to tackle and get it done at tackle, it really just helps him also. So really it was a win-win for both of us.
No, absolutely. And I guess when you take another job, do you often go back and look at, like, as far as like the incumbent linemen that are staying, like the people that are being retained in the room versus the people that have left, like, do you go and look at their past season tape or whatever to see, like, hey, looks like I got to fix this, or I'm going to do it this way?
I got an assistant O-line coach that works with me, Jens Danielson. He and I coached him in college. and we've been together now for 4 years. And you know, when I got the job down here and we hired him, and, you know, we came down here and, you know, we lived in this rent house. I mean, we had nothing but, you know, two blow up mattresses and a couple baseball chairs, man. We spent a ton of time at the office watching film of all these guys that were here. And, you know, what was difficult is having to go back and watch practice tape because, you know, there's not many guys that were returning that actually had a lot of film. You know, Johnny played a good bit. Monty didn't play much at all. You know, so I didn't have a lot of film on these young guys that wasn't practice tape. So I had to sit down and watch this practice tape on them and try to get an idea of, you know, where they were in their development and, you know, what I thought they could play and, you know, if I thought they could help us in different areas. But yeah, it's, you know, we're really returning a bunch of guys that hadn't played a whole lot of snaps with the exception of Tomas.
Yeah. And I guess another interesting dynamic is, you know, you come here, there's a couple guys that are left over, but then you're able to bring like three or four of your own guys that you're already familiar with into a room. And they might even be younger than the guys that are there, but they already know what you expect and what you teach. So how are they, I guess it makes it easier for you because they're able to be with the guys when you're not there and be like, hey, this is how he's going to tell you to do it. Like, this is how we, like, this is how it is. Like that must be like an interesting dynamic, but also like makes it maybe an easier transition.
You know, it was really good because, we had developed, I say we, Jens and I had developed a really, really good culture in our O-line at West Virginia in that room. You know, from the time I got there, you know, it's 6 years later, we've got four guys off those six teams, you know, actively playing in the NFL, which is, you know, it's not like West Virginia is just a hotbed for four and five star, you know, O-linemen. So we developed some of these guys and really worked hard to develop them. And we, by those, the guys that I had at West Virginia, by them getting in the portal and coming here, they were able to bring that mentality. And it's really about a pro mentality, a preparation mentality, a work mentality. They helped me bring that mentality here to like, hey, this is how we do it. That was the big thing about Tomas coming. Tomas, what you want to do in an O-line room is once you get the culture going, you want young guys to come in and watch how the older guys do it. So I had Zach Frazier. He set the bar. Wyatt Milam was right behind him. Doug Nestor. Those guys were learning from Frazier. And then I had, you know, and then you got Tomas in the room and he's learning like just how you do things day to day, man. It's, you know, in today's world, it's college football, but it's a business. It's, you know, you're getting paid for this. You're expected to do certain things. And like the NCAA doesn't give us enough time for that, but they have to do it on their own. They got to take care of their bodies. They've got to make sure they eat right. They've got to, you know, be in the weight room. They got to not miss any. It's all about being that pro type mentality when it comes to drills and all that stuff. And it really helped that, you know, Tomas and Altooner and Lucas, you know, those guys had all been around that. And it, for them to come in and say, okay, this is how we want to do things. Not necessarily the X and O's. I mean, that helped too, but it's more about trying to set the culture of the room. And, you know, these young guys that were here, that's what's made it a little bit better transition is I didn't have two older guys that started for 3 years in the room already, you know? So these young guys were looking how they really wanted to, how they wanted to start their career and how they wanted to work. And it's just really worked out from a work standpoint. Now, I don't know, you know, it's still a production, you know, still this whole thing's about production, you know, even though we're, you know, they work hard and they're together and they do all the right things. And, you know, they spend more time than other positions or other people and getting their work in is we still got to step on the field and produce when we go to Atlanta and that's what it's going to be all about. But, you know, we are trending in the right direction. It's really helped bringing those guys in and being able to kind of jumpstart that deal, because I know, you know, it's not like we're in the very beginning of this where we got to get this thing done this year and get it going in the right direction.
No, absolutely. And, you mentioned Doug Nestor. I laugh cause we know him well. He was a Hokie at one time. Yeah. but you've had great success, you know, where everywhere you've been, you've put people all conference into the league.
You froze up on me.
Yeah. And, oh, did I? And then, You've worn all sorts of hats, man, from co-offensive coordinator to offensive coordinator plus O-line to assistant head coach. How much, I guess, easier does it make it for you to come into Virginia Tech and, like, really just lock in on the offensive line?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, even though I've had those times, you know, they were always limited. I was still, you know, my number one priority was always the offensive line. It was always making sure that room's heading in the right direction recruiting-wise, that room's, you know, doing the right things, you know, in the weight room and conditioning. It was always about the O-line. So, and, you know, the thing about coming in here is, you know, with Coach Pry having a defensive-minded head coach, it's a change. It's different. It's something I've been with an offensive guy the past 10 years. So that's been something that's been different, but it's been good. You know, it's practices are probably more physical, not as many reps, but they're more meaningful reps. So that's been something that's been a good adjustment for me to kind of see how we're doing things on that end. And really tell you the truth, man, like, you know, the old saying, iron sharpens iron. I mean, like our defensive line, man, they play super hard and they're really talented. And I tell my guys every day, like, man, you know, going against these guys, you're going to be so glad you did when the season starts. You're going to be so glad that you went against some of the top level players in the league every day. And I fuck O-line, D-line. They like each other, but they compete their butts off against each other. And it's a bloodbath every day. It's people getting after people and it's training. They're competing and they're grown men. And it's really making my young guys way better. Like even Tomas says that Tomas is like, man, I hadn't, you know, the way these defensive ends rush, I haven't seen this type of speed rush, power rush type stuff, you know, in several years, except in games. So it's helping him become a better player. And, you know, that's what it's all about. We go out there and we spend this whole month of camp, of August camp, getting after each other and just trying to, you know, at the same time we're a brotherhood, but at the same time they go out there and it's really competitive and it's guys getting after each other, trying to make each other better.
No, absolutely. JC himself was quite the aggressive pass rusher. So the kids mirror him.
He does a really, really good job with those guys and they strain and they play really hard and they're a veteran group. They got some really good older players that it's fun to watch. I mean, like watching them on film and watching them chase the ball and like it's going to be fun to watch those guys. And like I said, it's a challenge for us every day. We go out there and it is a challenge to move the ball. You know, it's a challenge to protect the passer. And, you know, I keep telling them like, look guys, you want it like this. Trust me. I know it's hard. I've been part of those teams where you weren't very good defensively and you went out to practice every day and you weren't challenged and you moved the ball up and down the field. It makes you feel good. But then all of a sudden on Saturday, you're like, wow, where did that come from? You know, and I feel like the way we're pushing each other right now, I know the way they're pushing us, it's going to make Saturdays, you know, not as difficult for us.
Yeah, we're excited about that. You know, in about 2 to 3 weeks, we have a massive matchup with a lot of old storylines with a familiar face across the sideline. And I remember when you were at Troy, you went to LSU and you beat LSU. So I was trying to make some more magic happen down in Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't think it would be quite that much magic. That was a lot of magic that happened in that one. But we're, you know, I think our guys are ready for the challenge. It's definitely going to be a challenge. They are a really good, you know, it's like when I coached at Troy originally with Larry Blakeney, you know, his quote was always like, boys, when you go to the SEC venue, generally you're going to see SEC players. So, you know, that's what we're going to see. And, you know, our guys are really up for the challenge, you know, to go out there and test their skills against, you know, a group that's supposed to be super talented.
Yeah, no, we're definitely looking forward to it. You know, we're excited about the running backs and we're excited about, you know, Montgomery and the scheme that you and him are going to cook up together. And it's, you know, it's very unknown, which is a great thing for you guys strategically. As far as opponents go, they don't have tape on what we're going to do. And and it's going to be new for us too. So we're just excited to see, you know, to see it get turned around. And like I said, like past couple of years, I feel like O-line had been kind of like one of our, like, you know, it wasn't viewed as a strong point. And now that you're here, I think people are starting to view it as hey, like, this is going to be one of our strengths in the trenches. And games are won and lost up front. It's not just a cliche saying. It's the fact.
I agree. And it's, you know, it's one of those things as a new guy, when you come in somewhere, you know, everybody's so excited to meet you, so excited to see you. And, you know, I'm still in the honeymoon phase. They don't know, you know, if we're going to be any good or not. So they just assume we're going to be really good. And, you know, I know I tell everybody, I said, look, man, if you're this excited to see me in next January, I'll have done my job. And that's my goal is to do that. And these kids are really working hard, and, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle. It's going to be one of those things where we got a bunch of, you know, besides Tomas, we really got a bunch of unchallenged guys that hadn't really gone out in a venue like, you know, the Mercedes-Benz Dome in front of, you know, 80, whatever thousand, like, you know, I really don't know how they're going to react. I got both centers are redshirt freshmen. You know, both the guys that are battling for that spot are young. You know, the left guard Lath is a redshirt sophomore, but didn't play at all last year. So played very little last year. So he doesn't really have any reps in those kind of situations. So that's the whole thing, is you practice, and then you put them out there in that situation, and you never really know how they're going to respond. But, you know, they're going to, you know, we're going to get them prepared as good as we can get them prepared, and let them go out there. And hopefully, you know, after the first couple plays, kind of get used to their surroundings and do their basic fundamental stuff and strain and pay attention to detail and play hard. And you know, that's what we're looking for.
Absolutely. And I know you got to get out of here, so I have one more question for you. I interviewed Tommy Wilder, and he said that I asked him what he thought the biggest differences were between you and previous staff that may have recruited him. And he said that you're not afraid to play freshmen. Do you think that maybe a lot of these offensive linemen coming in pretty much already have size coming out of high school? They just really have to hone in on technique and maybe work on a little bit of nutrition, makes that easier to think about putting a freshman in a game?
Yeah. I mean, you know, with Tommy, man, he's so athletic and he plays the game so very hard. Like he's strange, and that's kind of in his DNA and how he does stuff. And, you know, he's one of those guys where he comes in, if we can, you know, we can teach him what to do. And, you know, if his body will hold up to the strain of, you know, a power four type strength, we'll find out next spring. And, you know, the opportunity's there. Like I said, I'm not scared. I've done it. I've had three freshman All-Americans, you know, in my career at West Virginia. So I'm not scared to play those young guys. And, you know, there's going to be some opportunity with losing two seniors. So there's going to be some spots open for him to battle for. I mean, any of those guys, you know, any of those guys that were signing, they're all four of them are really good players. And all the guys we got committed, and we're super excited about them.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, we a lot of us like lightly joke around, like, hey, you know, Matt Moore came in and he's already recruited more offensive linemen in one cycle than our past two offensive line coaches did the whole time they were here. So we're excited to see you get after it and really get your tutelage and your train of thought instilled in these kids. And just, we're just looking forward to just strong O-line play and bullying people around the field, man. We're excited for it.
I appreciate it, man. And it's, you know, it's one of those things. That's our goal. That's what we're shooting for. And we're working for it every day. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of these kids that I got here. And they're not going to back down. They're going to keep grinding no matter what. And I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, Coach. And I'm sure I'll see you in Blacksburg soon, man.
Bye, man.
And as always, go Hokies.
Bye, man. See you. Go Hokies.
Yes, sir.